Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you haven't eaten a vegetable since the first time Gladiators was on TV, all those decades ago, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every single Tuesday to bring you some positivity to your body and to the rest of your life.
So inspirational. But first up, we have got another relationship to help.
Here we go.
So a wife watches her weight all year, but gets serious about her diet in the month leading up to a holiday. The holiday is just over a month away and she's getting ready to step up on her diet. But her husband has pointed out that her mood makes her unpleasant to be around during this time.
Oh, God.
He says she's often hangry and irritable and he dreads the time of year.
Fucking cheeky bastard.
Wow. Oh, what? Is this all news to you guys hearing
cheeky
this?
Cheeky bastard.
Well, I just don't get told it. I mean, I'm sure it happens.
This is like when I first decided to talk to Matt about menopause and he went, oh, well, how am I going to be affected?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Fuck you. Fuck. How dare you? Here's my thing.
Please.
And let me say it out loud right now. There are a lot of times that women are a bit hangry or a bit irritable.
Yeah.
And it's mainly to do with hormones.
Oh, sorry.
And our bodies. What's the fucking male excuse? When you're a pissy little shit, you don't have an excuse. We've got hormones or, you know, levels... All sorts of levels going up and down when we're on a diet.
I think she's actually looking at you when she's saying this. I know, she's actually pointing at you here.
But this is a dilemma about a woman who's in a bad mood and somehow I'm being shouted at.
Yes.
But it's so like, she's in a bad mood. Well, okay, that's fine. Yeah. Be nice to her. Don't say, don't diet because you're an irritating little shit. Don't say that.
Be supportive
of
a diet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and look after her and be nice?
Yeah.
But we don't know how the husband delivered it. Most men are really thoughtful people.
Sure. If he can't cope with her being on a diet, leave now, because wait till the menopause years. You've got some fucking shit coming to you, my darling.
Or you have a baby.
Thank you. Either of those things. You can't. Listen, if you're listening, love, he is not right for you. And I'm saying
what?
He's not. What an arse.
But in the same breath, right, and just to be a little bit supportive, if she's getting this hangry and this irritable, is that not saying that the diet's wrong for her?
No, what it's saying is he should be like saying, well, do you know what, why don't I do you a lovely chicken salad?
Because he's a man and he doesn't cook.
And you're, well, that's maybe true. But again, another reason it's not her fault is my point.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. This has not gone at all like I thought it was going to. And I'm nervous about anything I'm going to say now.
You will say it. Okay, let's think about your relationship.
Okay.
When your wife is on a diet.
Yeah.
Right?
How is she?
I mean, she can get a bit irritable sometimes and sometimes I have to tell her.
You don't.
I'm sure she appreciates my honesty.
How would you tell her?
Are you that brave? Seriously?
No, I'm not that brave.
No, pretend Victoria's you are.
She's hard and northern. She would take me out.
I just think in a relationship, let's be a bit supportive.
Yeah. I don't...
Because we have to be when they're pissy.
Oh, my God.
But we do.
So, I mean, we should reveal that Jo is actually days away from a holiday and appears quite irritable right now. Is that a coincidence?
That's funny, that, isn't it,
I just,
actually?
I get angry. I get pissed off when men, because they're all...
men. Just dieting? Full stop it.
It's
there.
Just men. It's just, oh, you're dieting, oh, you're premenstrual, oh, you're this. Well, maybe I am, but I can't help that. You can help being an arsehole. So that's all I'm saying. I can't help this. It's my body. But you can help being a massive twat. So let's think about it. Think about who's...
I do have to give my boyfriend... warning when I'm gonna come on, because I go red,
but like, it's not your fault.
Everything sets me off.
That's the thing is, it's not your fault. They don't understand
and
it.
I have to say to him, I'm due on this week, it will explain a lot. Fuck off, basically.
Okay, but I know it's not your fault, it's but also a... it's not his fault
no,
either.
But you can still be more respectful than, you fucking premenstrual or whatever you boys say, and you all say it, so fuck off, I've heard you.
And when I say it's not his fault, I mean it's not my fault.
Anyway,
as someone who's married to a woman and works basically exclusively with women, is like this last 5 minutes is a real lesson in what my life is like.
Yeah, well, okay, wait till she's menopausal.
Oh, Jesus.
Come and you'll say, I know what you mean now, Joe. I'm glad you gave me training. That's what you'll say to me.
By shouting at me every day for all those years.
We did put this to our Facebook community. Lisa says he should just focus on how happy she'll be next month when she can feed her face on holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Focus on the good things. Good advice.
Okay.
Julie says, my manager once shouted at me, for God's sake, go and eat some chocolate. There's a slim chance of die soon. Does affect my mood.
It does affect it. I agree. Claire says, if she doesn't mind feeling like crap for a few weeks in order to feel better on holiday, then neither should he. Correct. Be supportive.
Okay, yep.
Jess says, I 100% believe that no eating plan should make you miserable. If you are hungry and sad all of the time, then rethink what you're doing. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
That's very true.
Wow, is that a woman suggesting that maybe the woman is at fault there? No, I didn't think that was an option.
She's just saying the man should be more supportive, but also she can just change the diet she's on if it doesn't suit her. And that's what a lovely life we're all living in.
Okay, sure.
That's what she's saying.
Okay.
Laura says she needs to do what she's got to do. Hopefully she could find a way that doesn't impact her mood. But I say that for her sake, not his.
Oh my God. Okay.
Gemma says, I just read this out loud to my husband and asked if she should consider a different diet. He said that she should consider a different husband.
Yes.
We both think that the husband could be more supportive.
Yes.
That's an actual fist bump. Yes.
What is the man doing? Did he go, I think the husband should be more supportive, dear. Thank you for speaking to me. Sorry.
Gemma, all we can see is you've got a bloody lovely husband.
Yeah, lovely.
That's all we can see.
I bet he makes her a chicken salad.
Faye says, it makes me wonder why she's in such a mood. Does he support her enough during the diet month?
What?
I'll answer that for no. Maybe she's irritated because she's putting in the hard work while he eats crap in front of her or complains about the diet dinners. I think she should promise to be more aware of her mood if he could actively help her during that
month. That's it. Pre-warning. Just say, what's happening? I'm going to be a bit of a bitch. Let me get on with it.
Yeah.
But support me where you can.
Or stay away from me.
Yeah. Oh, even better. God. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Lovely. Bit of peace. Oh, bloody lovely.
While I diet. Oh, yes, please. And Aileen says, tell the husband to suck it up. Just think how happy his wife will be when they're on holiday. And she feels bloody fantastic. It's got to be worth a few weeks of hell. Man up and be supportive. FYI, I'm currently doing an SP week. My old man isn't happy either, but it's just tough.
An SP week is no carbs, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's a tough week.
Speed week is now.
Yeah.
We should dedicate a week to men whose partner is on a diet and see what their life's like. Just check in with them, because I think there's a lot of guys going through a lot right now.
I don't think we really care about having a tough time of it.
But just... you know, maybe the partners, but I don't know, for example, every single person you've just read out their message of would
apart
be nice.
Apart from Gemma.
Yeah, apart from Gemma, yeah.
Paul, you think that's going to be good, do you? Okay. Wow. Remember, guys, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. Patreon is just £4 a month. The benefits are bigger than ever. There's going to be a new sticker available to the new Patreons every month this year. March is the beautiful and brand new I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker, which we are enjoying a lot.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's our favourite one. You'll also get full access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, and the full back catalogue. There's free spot prizes, including a cash prize of £100 as well every month. You just need to go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
Okay, so if you're having cereals for breakfast, it might be making you less attractive.
Oh!
What? Do you like a cereal for a breakfast?
Yeah. I'm a traditionalist.
What's your traditional?
Well, any cereal. All of cereals.
Oh, all I'm
at the moment very much porridge.
Okay.
Is that classed as a cereal? Not sure. Sometimes upstairs at work here, I've got, you know, those little Weetabixes with chocolate in.
Oh, I love Weetabix.
It's
yeah.
Got the ones with little bits of chocolate
nice.
In. Yeah, it's nice.
I would say porridge is probably not really cereal, isn't it? And Weetabix is probably one of the better ones.
What else have we got at home? We've got Honey Cheerios.
Yeah, good one.
No, that's bad. No. We'll put that in the bad column.
No. You can have them on Slimming World.
Can you?
Yeah, because it's the high in fibre.
In fact, Ethan loves a Cheerio, and I put them in his little digger for him to pick out and eat.
Oh,
as a little snack. He loves them.
Yeah, we've got Cheerios. We've got, God, what else have we got?
Oh, all bran? I mean, that's
Sultana bran.
Yeah. Oh.
We've got, God, this is boring, isn't it? We've got the, you know, the little Raisin Wheats.
Yes.
We got those, and we got Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes, and I'm going to stop listing
okay,
cereals.
Good.
Anyway, that's what we've got at home.
So a recent study has shown that people who ate a breakfast high in refined carbs and sugar, like cereal, mm-hmm. white toast, mm-hmm. and sugary tea or coffee, has a negative effect on the attractiveness of your face.
How is that possible?
Interesting.
I know, I'm just beautiful, and I eat all of that stuff.
You are, darling. It's science, though. This is science.
So the study took 52 men and 52 women and assigned them a breakfast either in high refined or unrefined carbs. Unrefined would be wholemeal, toast, fruit and tea and coffee without the sugar.
So I would say unrefined carbs is porridge.
Okay, yeah,
if it's
yeah,
just oats with nothing else, you know, nothing done to them.
Yeah, but then Weetabix
I mean, I have
like
that
though,
sugar on, you know, that diet sugar.
What diet sugar?
Okay, maybe you're putting
know,
it
Candorette,
into
the whatever it's called.
Right.
Throw that in it.
And then we've got chocolate in your Weetabix as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So the results showed that eating refined carbs decreased the attractiveness of your face.
This is interesting.
What? Yeah, the theory is that the high sugars in refined carbs cause your blood sugar to spike and then crash, affecting blood flow and skin appearance.
So you look pale. Is that what it is?
Sure.
That's weird.
I don't know. I mean, I've just got pale skin anyway.
And maybe it
but now I'm
you.
Wondering if it's because of the amount of white toast I've had in my life.
Fruit and vegetables improved attractiveness by increasing the flow of oxygenated blood to the skin.
Interesting.
So what I'm getting from that is that fruit and veg is good for you.
Who knew?
Mm. Yeah, interesting.
I've gone off white bread.
What, as well as crisps?
Yeah. What, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm absolutely very much partial to a whole meal or a granary, anything with the grain.
Yeah, I like a seeded loaf.
And I am not fussed about white bread anymore.
No, I think white bread's the worst bread.
Do you think I'm a celiac?
Maybe, because that's, as a celiac, that's the only bread you can really get. It's like rubbish white bread.
I will tell you, though, after you've given birth, 8 slices of white bread will be the best thing you've ever eaten in your life.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, I had 8 slices of white bread.
It's fine.
I had just given birth.
Trying to get through this podcast.
It wasn't 8 in one sitting. It was over 2 sittings, 4 slices each, thank you.
Within 10 minutes of each other.
Yeah, something like that. Again, I had just given birth.
But you will have looked attractive.
Yes, exactly.
All right, take that, arm that. You're armed with that. You decide what you're going to eat this week, guys. That is it for this episode of Fun Size. We are off next week, but we will be back the week after. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.